So I grabbed a TripAdvisor reviews for that Beef O'Brady's. And I will preface this once again by saying this is not a knock on the restaurant. I like the place a lot. I think the food is good. I think the service is excellent. It's a fun place. And I recommend if you're in that area, go. Go to all the Beef O'Brady's. I've never had a bad experience at a Beef O'Brady's. I'll say that. Not a sponsor. I'm just being honest.
Hey, it's my former employer. I have a soft spot in my heart for Beef O'Brady's everywhere.
There you go.
Love their wings. Good curly fries.
Uh-huh.
Good burgers.
Sure, man. And I'll say this. Way more good reviews than bad reviews. And this is really me just picking on people that leave one-star reviews. It takes a certain kind of person to leave a bad review.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you really got treated horribly or had a horrible meal or a horrible experience. So here's one. Let me get you one.
This is Beef O'Brady's Palmetto.
Parish. Yeah. But like I said, this is not a reflection on them. This is more picking on the people that are leaving reviews. Because I went in there trying to see if anybody else ate ass. Because I thought it would be fun to interview them, right? And when I did this, I was running across all these different ones. And there's some good ones. Here's one right here. This person has left. Here's the thing about these reviews, too, like Yelp or TripAdvisor. It will tell you how many times they've left reviews on things. This person's left 112 reviews.
Wow.
And their name is Unoriginal One. How great is that? And this is what, one star from 2019. Service is nice. Waitresses are friendly, prompt, and attentive. Okay, I agree there. The beer is cold. Okay, I agree there.
So far, so good.
Why is this one star? The atmosphere is what you'd expect. I agree.
Okay, yeah. It's a sports, restaurant themed. Yeah.
The next sentence, the place is clean. Okay.
So far, it sounds like five stars.
But the food, ..
Oh.
The food is just horrible. I've been several times. Here's what, that line right here is what threw me. It's horrible, but you've been several times? How many chances do you give a place?
I would say two.
Yeah.
You go, you have a bad meal at one, and you go, well, maybe they had a bad day. And if it's bad the second time, then you go, okay, maybe this establishment isn't for me.
Yeah, if you go several times and it's disappointing, that's on you, man. Unoriginal One, okay? It says here, I have been several times and it's always bad. Then you're a goddamn moron. The wings are small and always overcooked. I didn't think the wings were all that small. I didn't think they were overcooked. I just thought one of them was an ass. The hamburgers are dry. I haven't had a hamburger. The sandwiches are overcooked, better than undercooked. And much of the food tastes like whatever they burned prior. See, this person's a douche. They have a slightly captive audience. What does that mean? One that really doesn't care, but this place really is bad. Go anywhere else. You'll be glad you did. So, the first five lines was awesome. Place is clean. Service is excellent. And then they go on to say, every time I go there, several times, bad meal. You're an idiot. Could you imagine if you went to a brothel and every time, seven times in a row, you went in there and the madam kicked you straight in the crotch?
I mean, some people pay for that.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. But then you go and you go, hey, man, what's up with that brothel over there on Kennedy, dude? Is it good? You go, dude, I tell you what. I walked in there, clean, dude, real clean. They were burning Yankee candles, nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, some light music playing. I think they're playing like Delilah in the background. Really, really got me chubbed up and ready to go. And then before I even met a girl, the madam just, boom, just Michael Husted-ed me in the nuts. I wasn't even ready for it. And I went back like several times, and it happened every single time. Yeah, you're an idiot, dude. If you don't like the food and you just keep going back, you're a jag.
So far we're saying this is not Beef O'Brady's fault.
Nope, that's the unoriginal one, see? And, okay, here we go. Here's another one from 2017. And look, this is, 6 years ago. Over 6 years ago. So, this is probably all different staff, different managers and everything. One star. From Trainman 7217, who's left 12 reviews overall. Train Man says, have given this place many chances over the years. Another one.
Another one, yeah.
Another one.
What's many, though?
I don't know.
Because many could be three, and I feel like three, you go, you could at least understand the rationale. If you went once bad, twice bad, one more try, baseball rules, and I feel like that could be many.
It's just weird to me.
It's more than a couple.
You're leading out with that. Do you not, you know, read what you write? Is the next line. Most visits are disappointing, to say the least. Then go somewhere else. I don't get it. Service always so-so, while the food is almost always below par. Then you like bad food. Management needs to change before I would try it again. New places opening in the area. Go there. Don't waste your time. This sounds like this is the same person as Unoriginal One. I feel like it's somebody owns a mom and pop shop nearby, and they're just creating fake accounts. Because this sounds like the same kind of review, just worded differently.
You think it's like the same person with an axe to grind?
Maybe.
And it's like they just want to get revenge on Beef's parents?
Yeah, because they're saying the same thing. Like, oh, man, I've been so many times. You're never gonna, you know, win me over when you say stuff like this. You know what I mean? Here's Jason B. from 2015, 8 years ago, 1 star.
Uh-oh.
Took 15 minutes just to get drinks. Servers are barely 18. What's wrong with that?
What's
okay. You want some old broads?
Yeah, maybe he's an old chick.
They're so young and beautiful. If I ran the restaurant, every one of them would be fired. I will never go back.
Maybe he's an ethical, like he wants a restaurant where he can kind of flirt with the waitresses. He's like, these chicks aren't of age.
I feel like a pedo.
Listen, I'm a creep, but I'm an ethical creep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hit on some high school girls.
God damn it, took 15 minutes bastard. for these goddamn sixth graders to give me a goddamn Pepsi Cola. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Johnny B., I love you.
Thanks. What's up?
A couple years ago, you talked about on the thigh of a chicken, and sometimes they have a little oyster hanging off of it, and you love that part. That part.
Oh, I love the oyster, yeah.
That is ass.
No, it ain't. The oyster is not the ass.
They didn't rip it off. I used to work at KFC. You have to rip that off of the thigh, and there'd be little asses all over the floor, but the lazy cooks forget the dirt. They just don't do it.
No, dude, I know what the oyster is. No, the oyster doesn't have a hole in it, and it's not tough with bone in it. The oyster is, like, really, really soft and yummy. No, I know
like
what ass
right in the middle
is.
Of the thigh?
No, dude, no. Yeah, I know that one.
It dangles off of it.
No, bro, this had a backbone connected to it. It was an ass.
I love you, Johnny.
All right, buddy.
I'm not eating ass out there.
I'm not eating ass. Nope. Later, bud. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you? Hello. 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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sorry if I accidentally hung up on the last person.
Maybe that was the guy who gave the 1-star review, and he was finally like, you know, I need to defend my honor.
Yeah.
And then he just wussed out.
Ricky Waters just messaged me. She said, I got so pissed at Dwayne for complaining about the wait for onion rings. LOL. Red flag. I should have known. Oh, did she break up with him?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
For that, though? For waiting? He was just really... Sometimes you're hangry. You know, you're not yourself. Like the Snickers commercial.
Dude, I'm so hungry right now, dude. I have not eaten as of now. I have not eaten for a little...
You have your flashlight on your phone on, you know that?
20 hours. Do I really?
Yeah.
See? Because I'm hungry, Will. Yeah. Oh, man.
Drained the battery.
No wonder. I wonder if it's been on this whole time, because my battery has been draining all day long. How funny, dude. I bet it's been on this whole time. I was wondering. I was playing poker. I'm like, damn, I'm at 19%. What a jagoff. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Oh, really? Really, yeah. Bitch? Johnny B. Show.
I don't know why I should drop off these pizzas.
Hello?
I'm not sure.
Hello? John Travolta? That was weird,
what
right?
Was that?
I don't know, man.
That was bizarre.
I don't know. Here's another one. Blue Mac. 1-star review, 2015. This person has 130 reviews, Will.
Okay, so that's an experienced...
Too many reviews.
An experienced goer of place.
Uh-huh. I want to go in and, like, read all the reviews when I got time. All right, here's one. Really gone downhill.
Oh, no. What year?
2015.
Oh,
see, I like this. This is safe. This is I'm not poo-poo on the place because it's 8 years later. I'm sure they got new owners, new management, everything by now, right? Because I'm telling you, I've been there twice, and I had a great experience. Even with eating a piece of ass, I was still happy. Okay. We used to enjoy going to this beef's. Food is typically pub grub. Yeah, that's what it is. But it was good enough. Unfortunately, in the last year, the service has gone from passable to terrible.
Oh, no.
Recently, we got up. It sounds like they're writing a book. Recently, we got up. And, hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, my God, Lord. What am I playing in the background? Well, what is that? Whole place. No, seriously, what is that? Okay. Oh, that was Bob Seger. Recently, we got up and left after getting no service. Not even an acknowledgement after being seated for 20 minutes. And that kind of sucks. I've had that happen more than once.
Yeah, that's not great.
No. Happened to me at a Metro diner. And I walked up and told the manager, I go, we really just want to get something to eat, but nobody will come to our table. And then she gave us a $25 gift certificate I never used. And I like Metro Diner. Anyway, back to Blueback. Wanted to give them another chance. I went there last night, and the server was not only slow, but rude. When we asked her to correct the mistake with the order, I ordered wings and I bit into a chicken's ass.
No.
No, I made that up.
Oh, man.
Ha! I know servers have to deal with a lot of rude customers like myself. I'm a real dick. But we simply pointed out the order was wrong and she treated us like it was our fault. The rude behavior continued throughout our visit, which will be our last, by the way.
Oh, man.
There are better options in Parrish, Ellington, or Lakewood Ranch.
Like what?
Like McDonald's, bitch. Yeah, I don't know. Poor guy. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hey, I just want to say Beef O'Brady sucks, and, like, all their waitresses are ugly. But anyway.
That's so rude.
Later.
Dude.
That's not nice. What a dickhead. That was Doug Bobrovsky, whatever, the guy who wrote the review. These like, chicks are old. They're all got zip-faced teenagers, ugly as hell.
Oh, what the hell is?
Dude, oh, I will say what? He's right.
Guy, no.
You know what? That guy's right.
No, come on.
I remember working there. It was all ugly chicks that were servers.
Dude, yeah, I just bought my Beef O'Brady's calendar.
It was all big girls who weren't that pretty, unfortunately.
No, man, I just bought the calendar, man. There's only four fat girls, and Miss November is holding a chicken.